Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Giovanni Cortolo, a longtime Brand Trust member, great friend of ours and yours, whether you know it or not. He's Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, uschamber.com. Giovanni, thanks again for hanging out with us. Recently, Steve Case, the founder of AOL, and many people know him for his entrepreneurial background and experience, he recently made this statement. He said, capital is highly concentrated in too few places. There are awesome entrepreneurs across the country who don't want to be in Silicon Valley. We need to even out the entrepreneurial engine. And I completely agree with him. What do you think?
I agree, I found some information. Of course, he was here last week speaking in conjunction with our National Chamber Foundation, and you can't have all the capital centered in Silicon Valley or in Boston.
Or Wall Street.
Or in Wall Street. You know, you can have, and I think he makes the case for 28 centers of entrepreneurship spread across the United States. Entrepreneurs need to commingle and feed off of one another because it makes a stronger entrepreneur. They can't work in a vacuum, but you can't have all those centers located in two places,
right?
One on the East Coast and one on the West Coast, or one in Wall Street.
Well, here's a big part of this, I think, Giovanni. There are a lot of people who are well-known academians, and especially who have a very narrow definition of what an entrepreneur is.
Yeah,
I've talked to these people. I've worked with them overseas. I've been on the same stage with them in overseas markets talking about entrepreneurship, and they say an entrepreneur is only someone who could become a gazelle, which is to say someone who can go from zero to 500 employees or 5,000 employees in a relatively short period of time, you know, maybe just a few years. And I tell them that that's a much too narrow a definition, that in my opinion, entrepreneurs very broadly defined, because here's the thing, Giovanni, most people who turn out to be gazelles didn't know they were going to be gazelles in the beginning.
I know, you know.
Nobody could have known that. And so
you can't. I agree, Jim. You can't cast you have to cast a wide net. You can't pick the winners and choosers based on traditional history. Anybody can be in. You look at some of the restaurants that have popped up and changed the mindset and new philosophies, new
ways
of looking at things.
Well, you got to let people succeed and fail. You know, when Henry Ford hit on his final model that took him to become the richest person in the world, the world's first billionaire, basically, he'd already failed 5 times.
Yeah.
George Macy, the famous department store guy, back in the mid-19th century, he failed 8 times before he finally hit on a retail model that worked. That's the absolute purest example of entrepreneurship. And it can't be controlled or contrived by a small group of people with a bunch of money.
Right.
Or political power.
No, you have to cast that wide net. You have to give everybody the means to lift themselves up. I know Steve Case made the case that we do need more math teachers. We need more ability to bring in people, immigrants.
Absolutely.
You know, if they graduate with a PhD, we want to keep them here in this country. We want them to invent, to grow, and it's not just those that are willing to invent and grow different technologies. It's those that are willing to come in without a college education,
right,
and start businesses through the sweat of their brow, and and develop that exciting road to prosperity.
It's the only way America is going to maintain its global economic relevance, Shivani.
No, I agree with
because you. Because we can't do it with our national economic image because we owe $16 trillion. It's got to come from Main Street, Giovanni.
Free enterprise, our system of rewarding success is the best in the world.
Meritocracy, no question. Giovanni, thank you for being here. Good job. And we really appreciate the hard work you're doing for small business up there in Washington.
Thank you, Jeff.
We'll see you next time. Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, our great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.